Let's go to Judy in Akron, Ohio. Are you there, Judy?
Yes.
Okay. And I understand that your son had an auto accident and lost his spleen. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
And also,
how old
he was
is your son?
29.
Okay.
He was in a motorcycle accident. He was on the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. And how long ago did that accident occur?
2 years and about 3 months.
Okay. So at least we know from the standpoint of interference fields that it has not yet, the body hasn't lost track of the area, and the means of mud packing is a little simpler. But let's just talk about the role of the spleen in the body, because I think most people really have no clue what the spleen does, and it's kind of fantastic how this machine has been engineered. It's hard to believe that we are the daughters of men with only 2% of the gene deck, and yet we can do all these things. The spleen, every day that you are alive, about somewhere in the order of 25% of all your cells break down. 1/4, that's pretty stunning, and they're sent to the spleen for a checkup. At the spleen, the defective cells are excreted and dropped into the splenic flexure right on the descending part of your colon, your intestine, okay? And when the spleen is removed, massive amounts of these cells are just lost. Instead of being screened, and all but 6% are normally returned to service. So in the case of a person who's lost their spleen, massive amounts of these cells are lost. So one of the most important things that can be done from a clinical standpoint to improve the quality of life and from a nutrition standpoint is to supplement with nucleotides. And usually it takes a pretty good dose. And if you don't do that, Judy, then what your son is kind of relegated to is a life where he has one good day and the next day he's exhausted. And one good day, and the next day he's exhausted. And by loading nucleotides, he can have one good day and one day that's not too bad. It's a very difficult thing.
He does have a lot of fatigue.
Yeah.
And he does have better days, like you said.
Exactly. Also, B vitamins can be a big help, like Max Stress B. These are the things that we find over and over again for splenectomy victims. Now, you also had a question about he had a lot of broken bones, right?
Well, he had a broken clavicle
and
broken scapula on the left side. Everything, all his injuries are on the left side of the body.
Okay. Well, that's not necessarily any kind of blessing, okay? The clavicle, of course, is notorious to reflex and sedate stomach. So over time, it tends to interfere with the normal energy flow and control for stomach. So we start seeing, you know, indigestion or not as good a digestion as normal. So obviously, he's only 2 years into this, so he may not have seen those symptoms yet. But we want to get Medi body packs all over these areas where he's been injured. But I really think, Judy, you need a QRA practitioner, someone who's well-trained to go over the body and figure out the priority. See, the human body is actually controlled by a signaling system of light, not by electricity. The electricity in the body is now believed by quantum physicists to be an artifact. That means just a byproduct of the normal photonic communication cell to cell. So translated to English, this means that we have to create a pathway from the input and output circuit points, which are the hands and feet. So in order to get up to the scapula and the clavicle, we've got to work up the arms. Now, unfortunately, many people are vaccinated in the arms. I would suspect your son was not, because he's 29. Am I right? He was vaccinated in the legs, right?
Right.
Okay, so to go up is going to be a little quicker because you can do his hands, any major scars on his arms. Then you can work over to the clavicle and then the scapula. But you still need somebody to figure out the fluids, and he's going to have to do probably 60 or 80 packs. But when he does this, he can restore to normalcy the energy flow in this tissue. That means that the body will unleash its maximum state of health for that tissue. Wow. So the most important thing he can do, in my mind, is mud packs. Okay? And okay. He can load nucleotides and the bees, and it'll probably give him kind of a new life. Or let's say a lease on the old life he had before. Okay?
Also, the biggest problem he has with pain is his left leg.
Left leg, okay.
It's cold, very cold inside.
Okay.
Very stiff, and the pain is just...
What I would say here is obviously the pain may not be from the leg. In other words, the pain may be related to a spinal injury. So here I would recommend that you consider seeing an osteopathic medical doctor. They are more familiar and more trained with the issue of the spine relating to pain. And so what we need to find is the site of the pain. Once you can find that, you can work mud pack, restore the normal energy flow, and now the body can unleash the best health. So often the acupuncturists who are QRA practitioners also have this skill. But this would not be possibly a chiropractor, but this is tricky business, and the chiropractors are often well trained for pain, so you might look for someone in that area who has that skill, who's a QRA practitioner. Certainly we can begin to mud pack up that leg, and unfortunately that leg may have a vaccination. So you're going to have to clear it before you can get up to the spine. And once you do, then, Lord willing, you can help with the pain. I would also recommend that you try some things that are very effective for minor pain relief, like liver nanodetox, because it can be used frequently, and it's not habit-forming, and it tends to detox the body rather than create toxic residues like most things that would help with pain. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call, and call the order line and get a QRA person near you, okay?
Okay, thank you very
and
much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Give me a call after a couple months. Let me know how it's coming.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.